Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Caroline.
Hello, Jackie.
Welcome to this mini episode of Attribute, Caroline.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Jackie.
And I'm happy to say welcome to everyone listening as well.
Yes, welcome to everyone listening as well.
Caroline, we have a lot to share today.
Okay, I'm ready.
The first thing we need to share is obviously how fun our Patreon is that we started together.
I'm having the most fun with that. Feels like I just feel alive. I feel alive in that Patreon tonight.
Yes. It's fun to discuss something else. I love Attribute. I love G-Thanks, but we are really going for things that we are passionate about, things that we don't get to really talk about ever.
Yeah.
And it's been so freeing and fun.
Jackie, a lot of people don't know this about us, but we're multidimensional. Like
we have
interests.
We are beautiful
and
diamonds.
Dreams. Yeah, we have dreams. We have fears. Even.
Yes.
And I think the premise of our Patreon is really fun, which is that we basically launch an entirely new podcast every week, and then we never talk about whatever subject we're talking about again.
Yes. It's called Just One Episode. Patreon.com/justoneepisode. Please come hang out with us there every week. You're going to get a new podcast. You don't know what the subject is going to be, but if you are a producer level,
yes,
which everyone is,
yes,
that means you get to write in ideas for our themes for the episodes.
Today, what we're actually recording our Patreon, our third episode of Just One Episode, and we are using a patron's idea for an episode. It was a great idea. So we only have one level. It's called the Mountain Dew Producer Circle levels. And then we have another level, which is just a support tier. It's $2. You get a month. You get no perks, but it's basically if you love the minis and you want to support the minis. But some people just don't have room for another new podcast. So you just want to keep the minis going, but you don't need a new podcast. You know, we won't take offense to that. We get it. You have a lot of plans. You're very busy. There's that as well. But being able to talk into the mic about a different subject every week, a dream.
It's fun. But what else is fun? Palettes.
Palettes. Palettes are fun.
The first thing I'm going to tell you about today, Caroline, actually isn't a palette per se.
Well, then I don't know what's coming.
But it is exciting. I have to figure out how to drop a link in the chat on this Google Meet we are on. We are not on the Zoom where it happens. We are having Zoom issues lately.
Zoom is sucking. Yeah.
It works about half the time for me right now.
Which for someone who's paying for an account is about not half enough.
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
So click the link I just dropped you in the Google.
Clickety click. It's going through to Instagram.
Have you heard about this?
Of course I have.
The Ulta now at Target. It's Ulta. Big news.
It's amazing. I'm happy for everybody involved.
So you can now, at select Target stores, shop at Ulta inside of Targets. And Caroline, did you peep the list? The Eagle Rock Target, which is close to both of us, is one of the very few stores that are currently open.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. That's my Target.
Yes, we have to go.
Okay, we're going to go. Let's go. We should do, honestly, probably for the Patreon,
do a live
from inside the Eagle Rock Target. Well,
and
we can interview
people.
Am I ever going to leave Target? I have a hard enough time leaving Target as it is.
Same.
And now Ulta's there.
I am that bitch. We are a trope. The lady that goes into Target for one thing and ends up spending $200
that's
in 2
right.
hours. That's me.
That's me too. Oh, this is so exciting.
We have to go.
This is awesome. And it's coming today.
Yes.
Today is the 15th when we're recording this. It's Sunday.
Yes.
I'm seeing the locations. Jackie, can you tell me a little bit about, I know it's not like the same as a huge Ulta store, what brands are making it into the Ulta at Targets?
Let's dive in, shall we?
We shall.
This is super exciting. And everybody's going to want to check this out, me included. So there are 50 plus brands.
Okay.
Such as Tarte, Too Faced, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Beauty Blender. I'm only naming cruelty-free brands because this is Nashville. There are lots of other ones that y'all will recognize.
I know.
It Cosmetics, ugh, Nude Sticks, Stila, Urban Decay. You can now get Urban Damn Decay at Target.
That's so fun.
It's really fun. The Ordinary, ooh, is now available.
Oh, wow.
Lots of skincare brands. Peach and Lily, Sunday Riley, Mario Badescu, Juice Beauty.
Wait a second.
Exciting.
You're telling me I can get Sunday Riley at Target? That's, yeah, huge. That's going to feel really crazy to me.
I know. You can now get Drybar, Way, Alterna, fragrances such as the Ariana Grande fragrance.
I'll be stocking up. I need a backstock of that.
So it's exciting.
That's really exciting.
I want everyone to check out the locations because this finally isn't just an elite annoying LA thing. There are a lot of locations all over America. So check the list and see if you have one near you. In Arizona, there's only one right now in Phoenix.
Yeah.
But there's several in Colorado, Florida. I'm looking at the list.
There's a
They're
ton. There's a ton in Minnesota because
there
Minnesota
are a ton
is
in Minnesota.
Well, because Minnesota is the home of Target. That's
there
where Target
you
is
go
headquartered. So
there
they're showing up for their people, and
I appreciate that. Same.
Yeah.
Texas has a few.
Florida has four.
Check the list, and it also says more will be popping up throughout the fall. So
I bet
big
they're gonna
exciting news.
That's a moneymaker. They're gonna put them in everyone. I don't know why they wouldn't put it in all of them.
I love both of those stores. And I love going in there and just blowing money. So this is a deadly combo for me personally, but I'm excited about it.
Whoever did this brand partnership has our number.
Yes. They know their customer.
They do.
And famously, Caroline, the Eagle Rock Target, as you know, is in a mall that is very weird.
It is really weird. Yeah.
It has some of the weirdest mall stores that I personally have ever seen.
There's a Chuck E. Cheese.
There's a store called Plants. And it's just plants, which I love, obviously.
Which honestly, it better be just plants. If you're going to call your store Plants.
That's true.
No surprises, please. There's a good dollar store in that mall,
The Dollar King is the best dollar store I've ever been in my life. Dollar King.
Dollar King.
Incredible.
Dollar King. Don't sleep on Dollar King. There's a very low-stocked Macy's, really depressing Macy's.
Yes. Macy's dying slowly.
Yeah. But Target is obviously
the flagship
big box store of that weirdo mall. But I'm happy. That's great. I'm so excited. We're going to Eagle Rock this week. That's what's happening.
I was about to say, we need to check our schedules and decide when we're going to meet up.
Yeah,
I'll
meet you there.
It's going to be a big deal.
That will be really fun. We'll do a big haul video. We can actually, Jackie, what we could do is we could join Bama Rush TikTok.
Yes.
And do my blushes from Ulta at Target, my eyeshadows from Ulta at Target, this outfit's from Target.
My earrings are channel,
and my shoes are Golden Goose. I'm very into Alabama Rush TikTok right now, like everybody.
I've been tagged a lot because I think you might know that I rushed a sorority in Texas. So I've had a very similar experience. That video actually really brings me back. And I've been going through my albums because I think I'm going to do a video, an explainer, if you will. I will say my personal Patreon, I have a whole episode all about my sorority rush experience.
Oh, I need to listen to that because I don't understand.
It's a whole other world. And I naively realized that people don't have the same college experience as me. I had the most insane, fratty sorority world, and a lot of people don't ever experience that, so I'm very privileged in that way, but it's a crazy it's a crazy world.
It's funny you say that because I feel very privileged to have not experienced it.
Yes.
College.
It was something that not a lot of people get to experience.
What sorority are you a sister of? Is that what you said?
A Delta Gamma.
Oh, you're a DG.
I am, yes.
Jackie, that's the hot sorority.
That's good to know.
Delta Gamma and Kappa Kappa Gamma are all I think notoriously the hot sororities.
Wow. Kappas at UT were really rich.
And Tri-Delts.
Tri-Delts were very blonde. Every school has a thing. Every house has a thing at each school, and they don't always translate.
That's right.
So it's interesting, and we could talk about this forever, but we're not.
Because this is Nat Cute.
And we have other, yes. Yeah. You'll have to go to the Patreon for that.
All right. So we will, if you come on the Patreon, you'll see us doing some Bama Rush videos in the Ulta at Target at Eagle Rock. Okay. So that's your choice.
I can't wait. Now, again, I hate to keep bringing up the Patreon, but the next palette that I have to show you is truly like, it's like they subscribe to our Patreon.
Let's see.
You're going to flip the fuck out.
Okay, click.
So
click.
This is a new collection by ColourPop called the Y2K Collection. And the entire theme is like internet culture.
Oh my God, I need this.
Around the 2000s. I need this so much. I know.
But I've already filled my my palette quota with the Saved by the Bell quote. This is really cute.
Yes.
I'm seeing butterfly clips. I'm seeing shimmer, purpley shimmers. I'm seeing lip glosses with So Juicy written on them, which is what was written on all of our butts.
Yes, it was. It actually was. The butterflies. And the palettes are called Digital Playground, New Millennium, and Just a Glitch. And the highlighter is called You Got Mail.
You Got Mail and Still Loading, which I love.
And should we tell everybody the second episode of our Just One Episode Patreon? Because, again, it's like they read our minds.
Yeah, so we went through boxes and files of our old AIM conversations from high school and college and read them.
It was all about AOL Instant Messenger. It was. So this collection, it's like they subscribed to our Patreon and were inspired to create it.
Yeah, I want to say that because this was released after our Patreon, that they put a rush on this release.
Yeah.
They were like, we are getting
this whole thing together in 3 days.
They were like, we're getting scooped. We're getting scooped by this Patreon, and we're going to have to please release the ColourPop palette.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. It's so cute. I can't buy this one because honestly, I got the Saved by the Bell one. It's so big. It like has its own like real estate in my office. That I fear that if this is the gateway drug into buying palettes that I'm only using for nostalgia, but I really do love this. And also it's so us in 1999, 2000, but it is also so Visco Girl,
current
Olivia Rodrigo right now.
Yes. Isn't it weird? How are you feeling? How are you processing the fact that what we were into as youth is now coming back into trend? It's a mind fuck, to be honest. It makes me feel old as fuck.
It definitely makes me feel old. It makes me wish I kept more of my clothing, just the way that I wish my mom had kept more of her clothing.
I'm so mad.
But the thing is that it also feels like these teenagers are cosplaying as like me, because we didn't look this good in these trends.
No, we had horrible makeup.
Horrible makeup. Yeah, it's almost like unfair. Like they're getting
the best of both worlds.
They're getting the best of both worlds. They're getting what we never got. Because back in our day, we had to walk 15 miles to
get
Dream Matte mousse concealer. Yeah.
Yeah. And my eyebrows were a fucking mess.
I didn't even have them. I plucked them straight off my face.
I had to get them tattooed back on in my 30s. That's where I'm at.
I had to grow mine back and it took 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm just at the point now. You know my eyebrows. I have a lot of eyebrow now. But
it
took a long time. In 2006, I was like, you know what would be great? Wax them off. Wax the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to shape them? No, just take them off. And I thought I looked so hot. And then we went tanning.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
It's wild. This collection really made me happy. It reminded me of Adelia's catalog. It reminded me of just being in sophomore year and putting my stacked glitters on my eyes, and I'd share with all the girls around me.
Yep. Or like your like lip smackers, like different flavors. And then you'd also do your Bath and Body Works
body glitter. And raspberry.
Love
it's beautiful. And they're not the only one getting on the train. I just dropped another link
clicking,
in the chat.
Clicking, clicking. Okay, here I go.
Are you familiar with the Urban Decay Naked palette?
Yes, I am. Oh, I want this.
So they've put out one called Naked Cyber, which again fits into our theme of AOL Instant Messenger.
What is the deal, everybody? What is
going on? I'm telling you, we're on the pulse of what is happening.
We are on the pulse. This is excellent.
No, it's so pretty. So the Naked palettes are typically very neutral, very brown heavy.
Yeah,
was Naked 1 through 3. There was the Naked.
They're bronzy.
Yes, they're bronzy. This one looks almost all metallics.
And I love it.
It would be a great addition to the other nakeds or other neutral palettes, because you could use these to play and enhance, because there's lots of frosty colors. I kind of want this too. It's
I like
really
this.
Cute.
I feel like you would use it. I'm almost going to, you know, I never encourage you to buy. I know you have a lot of stuff. You get a lot of stuff sent to you. So do I. I think this is a extremely Jackie palette.
Also, this palette doesn't come out yet for a while. It doesn't come out until September. So this is just a
September's only
promo.
A few weeks away, babe.
That's true. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Can you imagine? Fast. 12 shades with different finishes, $49. Of course, vegan, cruelty-free.
Very cool.
It's very unicorny.
Yes.
It's got
but
unicorn
the fact
vibes.
That it's called Cyber made me
hilarious.
LOL earlier, because who you and I were just reading our AOL conversations where we would like cyber and share with people.
I know. Ew. Ew.
I know. It's
again, in like the on like the family computer too.
Yeah.
We didn't. We're gonna
we had like, no choice.
We had no choice, you guys. If you wanted to cyber, and you all know this, I assume listeners and G Thanks listeners are in our sort of generation.
Yes.
You had to cyber from the living room. Your dad
we
was watching the news.
We had to cyber. We did what we had to do.
There was no sexting. You were just
no.
Hoping the dial-up connection wouldn't give
this
out.
This was the precursor to sexting, but you actually didn't know who you were talking to, so it was another layer of like.
Yeah, and it was like probably someone who ended up on like To Catch a Predator later on.
Yeah, or it was like your neighbor. Like you just don't know.
Yeah. Oh, this is fun. I really like this because I always love the naked palettes from Urban, and I feel like this is going to scratch an itch for a lot of people here.
Yes.
That's excellent.
I have one more, believe it or not.
Oh my God, what a palette. It's been a palette week.
It has been a palette. We do these every 2 weeks, so
we do.
A lot can add up.
A lot can happen in a few weeks.
This one's extremely random, but a lot of branding involved. This was done by Morphe, which I don't really buy Morphe ever. Their cruelty-free status is questionable. They've also made a lot of questionable decisions with the influencers they support and things. So I've always avoided Morphe, but this is the Cherry Coke Morphe Coca-Cola collection.
Wow. I mean,
if you like Cherry Coke, you would love this.
So I'm in the minority of carbonated drink lovers, and I love Diet Pepsi. So I could never, honestly, I could never.
Wow.
I would feel
like you're not a Diet Coke drinker.
Well, no, because my mother works for Pepsi. So like Coke products not allowed in the house. And so if I brought this home, oh, man.
Oh.
You don't even know.
Smashed.
And I would be disowned. But I do love the branding. Soda's not having a great couple of years. People aren't drinking soda anymore. So, of course, they're doing makeup palettes.
And honestly, there's a little Cherry Coke can and you crack it open and there's makeup sponges in it. And that is cute.
That's really cute. So you crack open the top and then you pull it off and it's like, boo, sponge.
I'm not sure if there's like a carbonation factor. I don't
know. But if it pops.
But you know when you open tennis balls?
I sure do. Yeah.
And there's that little pop sound.
Oh, and the smell. So
and
good.
And the smell. If that's the case, I'm buying that Cherry Coke makeup.
Can you buy it separately or do you have to buy the whole thing?
I think you can buy it. No, you can buy the sponge set separately. It's $15 for the 3-piece beauty sponge set.
I actually like that. I might do a sponge. I am actually in the market for new sponges. So this might give me a little bit of a thrill. Maybe I will
I've
buy this.
I've heard that the Morphe sponges are really good.
Okay.
But well, then, I have never used one.
That's good to know.
So many palettes this week.
So many palettes this week.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
I have another thing to share.
Oh my gosh. You really came with links.
Honey, the links are out today.
The links are out. She's showing her links. Link pics only.
Okay. So there's some big news that I have yet to share on Attribute. And I'm sharing it right now.
Okay.
And I think, Caroline, you know about this because I've discussed this with you, but maybe I haven't.
Okay, well, now I need to know. Drop that link, honey.
I have done a new collab with another
company. Oh, I didn't know about this.
And it is out. It's out. I'm announcing it here first. Okay?
Tell me.
This is big news. So there is a brand based in Houston, Texas, called Source Vital Apothecary. And I've been obsessed with this brand since the very beginning of Natch Butte. They were one of the very first brands I ever found. And the honeys got behind them because they make these custom facial serums and they put your name on the label. And they're just a really cute little artisanal brand based out of my home state. We have done a body care trio called the Kooky Southern Ant Collection. And it is out now, and I'm dropping the links for Caroline to see.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm dying.
The three products are, and Caroline, don't buy because I've already gotten you a set.
Thank you. You know I just clicked add to cart. Thank you. I am so excited about this, Jackie.
Everyone else, unfortunately, you have to buy it, but Caroline obviously is getting a gratis set because she is an influencer.
Oh my gosh.
So the first product is the Kooky Southern Ass Scrub.
That is amazing.
Now, we all, can you believe this company let me put ass scrub on the label?
Are you the model in this shot?
No, I wish.
I wish. You guys,
there
this shot.
There is a photo of an ass. And they said, they sent me an email. They go, the photographers got a little wild.
Oh, my God. Well, this is Texas, honey.
Honey, this is Texas. So the Kooky Southern Ass and Body Scrub, it retails for $19.95. It's 8 ounces. I worked my ass off, no pun intended, on this scrub. You know I'm always saying oil up your ass deserves love. I wanted a product that sudsed up, but also had a little bit of a scrub element that also just smelled so delicious that you could use as an all-over body shower gel moment. And I worked my ass off to get it the way I want it.
This is beautiful. I cannot wait to scrub my ass with this.
And your ass deserves to be scrubbed because it is such an epic ass. It literally looks like you paid for it.
Thank you.
That's a compliment.
I know. And when you told me that, I think about that a lot. You say that other people have to pay for my butt, and I didn't have to pay for it, and I appreciate that.
When we first spoke on Natch Butte, and I asked you your most beautiful thing about you, you said my ass. And then when I met you in person, after talking to you on the internet for months, I literally was taken aback. I was like, wow, your ass looks like you went to the Kardashians doctor. But it's just so high up.
It's
just
so high.
It's perky.
It's high. It's a shelf. My husband once said, how do you walk around with your butt?
Yeah.
And
his mind was blown by your anatomy.
Yeah. I've never really thought about it. It's just the way I live. But sometimes I see pictures and I'm like, geez, how do I walk around with that butt? But now I'm going to be like scrubbed and exfoliated with this ass scrub.
The Kooky Southern Ass Scrub.
I'm so happy for you because this is a great collab. It's a thing that I know that you have been, you know, preaching forever.
Yes.
So it makes sense.
Yes. It's a body collection. The ass scrub is made from volcanic sand and perlite, which I almost called it the volcanic ass scrub, but that sounded a little too much like a diarrhea or something. But I'm sad because I wanted it to be volcanic, like my ass is this powerful. But again, there was this weird.
But again, powerful in what way?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
it just
wasn't clicking.
It wasn't clicking. I wanted it to be natural and like nature. But anyway, it smells really delicious, as you can see here by the ingredient list. We have orange, patchouli, black pepper, clove, frankincense, yang-ylang, and jasmine essential oils. It's just, I love the scent. I worked really hard on Sophia, who works at Source Vital, which some of the honeys know because she's been on Ash View, really helped me just hone
Thank
it.
You, and, Sophia.
And it's really luxurious. I know it's $20, but it's because these oils are so fancy and just the ingredients are great. And
no, $20 for an 8 ounce ass scrub, like chef's kiss. I think that's great.
It's a beautiful price point as a gift. Let me tell you about the Kooky Southern Ant ass oil.
I can't believe you came out with you're telling me there's more than one product here in this
one? Yes, we have a trio, a body care trio.
Oh my God.
Now I'm always saying oil up your ass. Now the honeys have an oil for their ass.
Ass oil.
Yes.
There she is.
And this smells so good. They sent me like 100 bottles. We were sampling. I would send them back. I would say, add this, take that out. I have the long text. I said, this smells like a hamster. Take the cedar out. I wanted it to be fruity, but not, I didn't want it to be body fantasies, grapefruit. I didn't want it to be like that far over to the feminine-y kind of smell.
You didn't want Jessica Simpson dessert.
No, I wanted it to be perfectly centered and balanced, and it is. It's my favorite fucking smell in the world, which is sandalwood and grapefruit.
Those are, oh my gosh, notes. Those are like, sandalwood's my favorite smell, and I love grapefruit.
Well, there you go.
I hope you got me an ass oil, too.
Oh, of course I did. They're coming. They're on their way to your house.
But here's the thing, though. I'm really excited to get my influencer ass products. But you know I'm going to order more because I'm going to need backups.
Yeah. I know you like to stack.
I love to stack and I love to oil the ass. How long could it really last me? Now, can I ask you a question about doing collabs before we go to the third product?
Yes.
What is the timeline of this? I'm sure honeys want to know.
It's been months and months.
All right, great. They want to do a collaboration. It's COVID. It's not like you guys can meet in the lab.
Yes.
You're not traveling to Texas. So when you say they sent you 100 bottles, like what would show up at your door and then what would you have to do?
We started this conversation at the beginning of the year because Source Vital sources their own products. They have their own labs. They have their own manufacturing there in-house.
Oh.
So it went a lot faster. If this would have been a bigger, larger company, again, this probably would have taken a whole year to develop.
Right.
Because they are so small and artisanal and hands-on, they could pop
these
things out.
They can pivot quickly. Yes.
Yes. So they have also a very extensive range of products. So they have a lot of ingredients sourced and ready to go. They have a lot of knowledge. We had an initial conversation. We came to the idea of a body product, Trio, and I love their deodorant, which is the third product, which we'll get to. Their natural deodorant is the best. So many of the honeys use it. I love it. So I said, I want to do a Kooky Southern version of that, and I want to do an ass oil because I'm always talking about oil in my ass. So they sent me a lot of the oils they already have, and I sniff them, and I'd be like, okay, I like this one, I like this one. And then Sophia, who's a genius, was like, okay, you know what would be good? This and this, and then this and this, and help me come to the palette we were working with. But then I would get it, and I'd put it on my arm. I'd put one on my leg, one on my arm. I'd walk around for a while. I'd sniff. I go, this one smells like a hamster. This one smells too grapefruit. They remove an oil, send it back. Some of my honeys that came to my Patreon party, I had a party for my Patreon local members in LA. I gave them all the samples I had. I said, these are the first iterations of the oil, the scrub, the deodorant. A lot of them texted me back and said how much they enjoyed the deodorant and how much they loved the oil. So it's been a really fun process.
But I never
went to Texas in person, which sucks. But if it wasn't for COVID, obviously I would have been in there like Laverne and Shirley with my little lab coat on and working everything, all done through the mail.
Which is kind of incredible.
Yes.
2021, 90s girls didn't have the mail. The post office wasn't invented till we were out of college, I think.
That's true.
It's only 10 years old. Well, this is so exciting. And it's all very moderately priced.
Yeah, well, Source Vital has really great pricing. The oil is 4 ounces and it's $34.95. And it's incredible. It's in a bigger drop bottle. I wanted it to be like a drop bottle, but not a little serum size. It's bigger, so you can literally anoint your ass with the oil and rub it in, and it's fabulous. And then the final product is the Deozine, which is the name of their deodorant. That's been the name of it since like the 70s. And I said, I don't want you to change it. I want it to be the Kooky Southern Deozine. So they have it trademarked.
It's beautiful, and it smells, under $15.
And it smells just like the scrub. So the scrub and the deodorant have the same profile. The oil doesn't, because I wanted it in case somebody didn't like some of the notes, they could still enjoy and get one of the other products.
Yeah, everybody's ass gets something here.
Yes, and their deodorant, I spray it on my feet, on my Rothy's to refresh them. I spray it on my ass. I spray it on my body. You could use it to naturally deodorize the air if you want. I wouldn't waste it doing that. But it's a catch-all deodorant, and we love.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this to show up at my house.
And I will say there's also a bundle that you can receive. You can order the bundle if you'd like, and it's discounted. It's $62.95 for all three.
Excellent.
If you subscribe to their newsletter, they send you a discount.
This is exciting. And now I'm looking at all their other products and I'm like, wow, beard oil? Like,
they have so much
stuff.
They
have stuff for men, which
I have. They have a Cervitel line is incredible.
Ooh, Cervitel. I love that.
I have a lot of favorites. Oh, there's actually going to be a link for the honeys it has all these products and my favorites of Source Vital all on one page.
Nice.
So I will put that up today on the Nashview Instagram for y'all. But it's exciting. They have so many great products.
This is amazing.
Their micellar water is great. Their serum is so amazing. You can get your own custom-made serum.
Yeah.
It's sourcevital.com/collections/natch-view. But I'll put it on the Instagram.
I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's exciting that there's a new Natch-view collab, the Kooky Southern Ant Trio by Source Vital Apothecary. Obviously, I had to bring it up, Caroline.
We're ready. No, I'm happy you did, because I didn't know. You said maybe you did tell me this already. You didn't. And so I'm learning it along with everyone else.
I'm a Scorpio. We are so good at keeping secrets.
You're
a
Scorpio.
This was a secret because I had to wait until it was announced.
Yes. Yes.
And I know you're going to do a real debuting it.
100%, because I'm a Sagittarius and I have to do things for attention. So there's that. And I'm going to be, I will do a reel, and I'm honestly, maybe not for non-subscribers, but if you subscribe to the Patreon, I might show you my butt. That is something that people pay for.
Wow.
That's not OnlyFans, okay? That's Patreon.
Yes. Woo! Just one episode, honey.
Just one episode is an OnlyFans. We just
hey,
do like,
that's a theme.
100%. We can just do sex work for one episode, and then everyone's like, oh, great. And we're like, never again. Oh, I love that. And our asses will be oiled up for it. I think it's a happy marriage. I love it.
I'm excited. I cannot wait for you to get your products. I'm so excited for the honeys because, you know, summer is here. It is ready. Time to oil up that ass. But guess what? You can oil up your ass all year long.
Christmas Day to the first day of summer. That ass deserves.
Yes. New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, oiled ass. You start your new year with an oiled ass. You end that year with an oiled ass.
That's right.
That's on a pillow somewhere.
The cycle of life, honey.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need a pillow that says that.
I might get you one for the holidays this year.
Yeah.
I'm looking at
it. I would love that because it could go in my Nashville studio.
I think maybe don't buy that for yourself. I think that might be my gift for you.
Oh,
and
I can't wait.
Forget you heard me say it. Okay. I love it.
I've already forgotten it. What are we talking about?
I
don't remember.
Oh, who can say?
What an action-packed mini episode.
Multiple palettes, new Natch Butte collabs, and all under 30 minutes.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm a professional.
You are a professional. Wow, we did it.
I'm a professional. We did it. Caroline, thank you as always for joining me on the minis.
Thanks
I'll see you on
me.
The Patreon that we're about to record.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see you in 2 seconds.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. See you next
week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.